liberation. Upakalpayishyan, desiring to give. Svayam, personally. Na apachitaha, not properly worshipped. Eva, although. Itaravat, like an ordinary person. Iha, here. Upalakshita, you are present and seen by us. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Lord of Lords, we are completely ignorant of the execution of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, the process of liberation, because we do not actually know the goal of life. You have appeared personally before us like a person soliciting worship, but actually you are present here just so we can see you. You have come out of your abundant and causeless mercy in order to serve our purpose, our interest, and give us the benefit of your personal glory called apavarga, liberation. You have come, although you are not properly worshipped by us due to our ignorance. Purport. Lord Vishnu was personally present at the sacrificial arena, but this does not mean that he had any interest in his own personal benefit. Similarly, the Archavigraha, the deity in the temple, is present for the same purpose. Out of his causeless mercy, the Supreme Personality of Godhead presents himself before us so that we can see him. Since we have no transcendental vision, we cannot see the spiritual Satchitananda Vigraha of the Lord. Therefore, out of his causeless mercy, he comes in a form we can see. We can only see material things like stone and wood, and therefore he accepts a form of stone and wood and thus accepts our service in the temple. This is an exhibition of the Lord's causeless mercy. Although he has no interest in such things, in order to receive our loving service, he agrees to act as he does. We cannot actually offer suitable paraphernalia for the Lord's worship, because we are completely ignorant. It was out of his causeless mercy that the Lord appeared in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabi. The point being made here is that Krishna acts for the benefit of others. And in fact, it is stated that human life is also meant for that purpose, to benefit others. Arthada, this human body is considered to be a very valuable thing. What is its value? Its value is that it simultaneously can be utilized to promote one back to home, back to Godhead. And at the same time, it can be used in the service of all others. To serve others means to also look to their ultimate benefit, which means to help them also to go back to home, back to Godhead. And this is, after all, the mission of Krishna. What business does Krishna have coming within this world? He is already self-satisfied and absorbed in his eternal pastimes with his spiritual potencies in the spiritual world. Therefore, if he comes within this material world, it can only be to bring benefit to others. For this reason, the deity form of the Lord is manifest. We who are conditioned with material mind and senses cannot behold the transcendental form of the Lord. And therefore the Lord agrees to be present before us in the form of Archa Vigraha. Now, there are different ways of making a deity of the Lord, sometimes by stone, sometimes by metal, sometimes by paint, sometimes by sand, and sometimes by paper. Of course, also there are jewels and other types. But the form that we are meditating upon, especially now, is the form of the deity made of paper. Things have their absolute meaning or value according to how they are directed in their use. So what appears to be ordinary paper is not ordinary paper, just as what appears to be ordinary wood is not ordinary wood. As it is said, Arche Vishnu Shila Diagurushu Naramatya Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. Anyone who sees the deity as ordinarily made of ordinary stone or wood, or who sees the Guru as an ordinary person, or the Vaishnava as designated according to the place of his birth, such a person is possessed of a hellish mentality. In the same way, anyone who sees these books as ordinary has no understanding of transcendence, because these books are worshipable deities. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur especially understood the importance of mass distribution of books. But book distribution is not something new. At the time of the Goswamis, they used to write their books on palm leaves, which was a very tedious process. Everything was done by hand, and there was no use of printing press at the time. So if someone wanted a book, that entire book had to be copied by hand. We can just well imagine how long it would take to write the Srimad Bhagavatam by hand. Such a very long time. But it was done like this. And when they took their books and entrusted them into the hands of Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das, and Shyamananda, and sent the books for being propagated in the eastern states of Bengal and Orissa, we see the same mentality originally there in the Goswamis, headed by Jiva Goswami at the time, as later on their representatives, headed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and ultimately our Srila Prabhupada. Deity worship requires so many rules to be followed. You cannot be unclean to enter the deity room. You have to know the proper mantras. You have to be twice initiated. You have to be trained properly. Now, what possibility is there for those who have no training, no idea whatsoever, to worship the deities in this age? Actually, we see that there are so many offenses being committed to the deities. It is very difficult to worship the deities. Therefore, we have to always pray to them for forgiveness for any offenses which we may commit in their service. What to speak of ordinary materialists? They have no idea about the deities' existence as transcendental. They don't come to the temple to offer even obeisances, and they certainly cannot worship. And therefore, it is the duty of the acharya, that self-realized person, to adjust the means of worship according to the time, place, and circumstance. And so, our acharyas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, considered that the most worshipable, most accessibly worshipable deity for this Kali Yuga will be the form of books, transcendental literatures. Because they don't require that people come to them, they go to the people. And where will they go? There is no place where they cannot go. They can be passed from person to person. They can enter even where the Sankirtan party of chanting group may not go. There is nowhere where they cannot go. They can enter into the hands of scholars who ordinarily might reject Krishna consciousness as some sentimental process. They can enter into the hands of ordinary materialists who are absorbed in sense enjoyment, thinking that perhaps I will find within these pages a higher type of secret for even more sense gratification. They can enter into the hands of someone who has no idea at all about spiritual life, some housewife cooking for her family who thinks maybe there is some special recipe I will glean from these pages. They can enter into the schoolboy's hands, into practically anyone's hands. So these books are a deity who can be appreciated by all. And the simple method of worship is that they have to simply pay something in return. Very simple. Just like when someone goes inside a temple and drops a few coins in the Purnami, in the deity's donation box. So by paying a few dollars, they begin to worship this deity. And when you worship a deity, that is already a very fortunate position. To see the deity is one thing. To respect and worship the deity is another. And they're already engaged in deity seva. By the adjustment of the acharyas, their seva is considered as good as seeing the transcendental form of the deity in the temple. So, not only the acharyas have made this adjustment, but Srila Rupa Goswami himself has stated that of the 64 items in Vaidhi Satana Bhakti, the item of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, of associating with devotees, of chanting the holy name of the Lord, of visiting a holy place of pilgrimage, and of, what is the last? Seeing the deity, deity worship. These five are the most potent of all the 64 items of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. So, when we do book distribution, and when we engage others in that act, the conditioned souls, all five are accomplished. Why? Because, first of all, the Srimad Bhagavatam is itself describing the glories of the Lord and His Dham, and therefore it is a place of pilgrimage. And the devotee of the Lord, who is absorbed in pure service to the Bhagavatam by distribution, is also a place of pilgrimage. So coming in contact with the devotee Bhagavata and the book Bhagavata, Nasta Prayeshu Badeshu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavata Uttama Shloki Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki. They are doing both. They are meeting the person Bhagavata, the devotee, book distributor, who by the grace of the potency of book distribution is engaged in pure devotional service and can be counted as a pure devotee. And they're associating with the Srimad Bhagavatam, or Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures, book Bhagavata. What is the result? All things which are impure are cleansed from the heart. And what else are they doing? Association with the devotee, association with Bhagavatam, place of residence in a holy place. They are standing within the Dham while this act is going on. And as we have already explained, they're also hearing, if the devotee is very kind to them, he may utter some Krishna mantra, Krishna name. He may say, Krishna, Krishna, or Hari, Hari, or somehow he will say some word of the holy names, so they're hearing the holy names, and the person may even repeat. And finally, they are beginning to do seva of the deity. They offer some donation. Now, what is the result of these five potent forms? That they are able to elevate someone from the platform of Vaidhi Sadhana to Raghunuga Sadhana. That means that they have contained within them the nature of spontaneous devotional service. They are very special and potent. In other words, these five of the angas of bhakti have the most potency for elevating someone to bhava bhakti, eventually to bhava bhakti or ecstatic love for Krishna. Now, the Srimad Bhagavatam is not an ordinary literature. It is a literature which describes the personal glories of Krishna. So in this verse, the Brahmin priests are saying, we are completely ignorant of the execution of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, because we do not actually know the goal of life. Now, what is our goal in life? Our goal in life is certainly not with the idea of liberation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mentioned that he is unconcerned about whether or not he takes birth again. Prahlad Maharaj also made this same statement. I don't care for liberation so long as I can offer service to my Guru Maharaj. What is the use of liberation? And the same statement has been made again and again by so many great devotees of the Lord. We don't care for liberation. Mukti mukulatanjati sevate smat. Why? Because a devotee is already liberated. What do we care about? We care to serve our spiritual master in unalloyed devotion, eternally. When it is said that the spiritual master is served eternally, what does it mean? It means that now we serve him with this body, this form. And if one day we are so fortunate to attain the kingdom of God, then our spiritual master will be there in his eternal form, and we will have our eternal form, and we will go on rendering service under his guidance. So this relationship with Guru is not temporary. And we should meditate now when we are on this marathon that this activity will eternally be done. That I will always be going out and serving my Guru Maharaj. And this particular service is very confidential and intimate. This is the seva done in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a branch of the tree of Lord Chaitanya. So the activities of ISKCON are like leaves and flowers and fruits upon that branch. The books that we distribute are the fruits of Prabhupada's ecstatic trance. This tree is unlimited. Although ISKCON may be only one branch, and although one ordinary branch of a tree can only produce a limited number of fruits, this tree is so special, and this branch is so nicely connected, that even though it may be a single branch, from it are being produced millions of hundreds of millions of fruits. Now, we should understand, therefore, that the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, as they are described in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, these pastimes are not limited or restricted to only when Lord Chaitanya was present 500 years ago. Because wherever Lord Chaitanya's mission is being served, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes continue to unfold. Therefore, the present activities of the Sankirtan parties are actually part of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan activities. The result is that when we do book distribution, we are engaged in the worship and service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. It is explained that one who has love and devotion for Lord Chaitanya and serves him perfectly will be able to see Lord Chaitanya as Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Ramananda Roy worshipped Lord Chaitanya, and by his devotion he was able to see Radha and Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also explained this very nicely, as has Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So, in our present form, as devotees of ISKCON, we are called sadhakas. Seva sadhaka rupena. With this form, we will serve in the party of Lord Chaitanya, distributing books and spreading Krishna consciousness. Siddha rupena, chatrahi. Siddha rupena means that eternal form which we have potentially within us, who we are eternally within the pastimes of Krishna. That identity is not yet revealed, but it is there. And our guru's identity is not yet revealed, but it is there. And the connection between ourself and our guru is there eternally. Just as it is here now, there is an eternal connection having to do with the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So, if we serve very nicely the spiritual master, just like we see that amongst the Goswamis, they were serving. Jiva Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami were serving Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. And they were rendering so much personal service to them, apparently as sadhakas. Although they are not sadhakas, they are siddha. But they behaved with their body and form for rendering service. And siddha rupena, with their eternal, transcendental forms, they're also connected. They're also in that mood. Rupa Goswami has his eternal form in Radha and Krishna's pastimes, and Raghunath Das has his eternal form in Radha and Krishna's pastimes. And Raghunath Das is worshipping, or rather is following, more correctly the word is following, and praying always to Rupa for sharing in the service of Radha and Krishna. So that relationship continues. And the service rendered by one in the sadhaka form directly goes to the account of when one will be able to render service in the siddha form. So what we are doing now in serving our spiritual master is directly connected to how close and near and dear we will become to our spiritual master when one day we are able to go back to home, back to Godhead. This is therefore considered, if we understand the heart of our spiritual master, this is, to understand his heart means what things are dear to him. And judging from Srila Prabhupada, we know that what is dear to the spiritual master is those things which make him dear to his spiritual master. And Prabhupada made it abundantly clear to everyone that what was most dear to his spiritual master was this book business, making books, printing them, and distributing them. And therefore, if we assist our spiritual master in this, then his spiritual master becomes pleased upon him, because his spiritual masters become pleased upon him. And this is the parampara. And all of this is going to our eternal spiritual account in the spiritual world. So, do not think that the distribution of books is less a part of sadhana than chanting your rounds or worshipping the deity. It is in every way the most vital part of our sadhana, because it is that part which directly understands the heart of our spiritual master, touches his heart, and makes him kind and blessing upon us. And it is by his blessings that we are able to make advancement in spiritual life. So, it is not possible for me to speak in a way which is suitable for this occasion in front of all of you who are more advanced and more learned in the matter of pleasing the parampara through this service of Sankirtan. Whatever I have said here today or yesterday is simply like offering a palm full of Ganges water to the river Ganges. I take it that whatever I have said is simply a few drops of nectar, which is actually reposed in a great, abundant supply within all of you, whose hearts are full of Sankirtan stories, Sankirtan realization, and Sankirtan service. So I came here, to purify myself. And I come here every time before I go to America to purify myself. Because by bathing in the atmosphere of the association of all of you who are the dedicated members of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan Party, I feel purified of all kinds of misgivings and misunderstandings which come within the heart. So you are all kind upon me because you give me the chance to come here. And just like Lord Chaitanya, you know, sat before Ramananda Roy and Haridas Thakur, and he acted like the hearer and let them speak, so you're all acting like that, letting me speak. But I know that actually you're much more qualified to speak on these subjects than I am. But still, for my purification, you're allowing me to do so. So we will stop here and ask if anyone has any questions or comments. Yes, Mataji. Why are Prabhupada's books not available in bookstores? First of all, these books are better presented by the devotees. Just as a deity has a pujari, so these books require some pujaris to act as the go-between between the people and the deity. We don't see a deity without his personal servants, where people can just go and directly deal with the deity. In the same way, these books like to be distributed by their devotees. And the karmi book salesmen are not devotees. Therefore, they cannot appreciate the value. And so it will take a very rare person who comes in a bookstore to immediately see these deity books and buy them, because there will be no pujaris there. So I don't think the books like to be where there is no seva. So the books have not yet decided to go into the bookstores. But one day, when the Krishna consciousness movement is so expanded and so much popular, then the books will go in the bookstores, because the people who are selling in the bookstores will be devotees, and the people who come to purchase will also be devotees. And then the books will agree to go in the bookstores. But now, for now, the books have not yet agreed to go there. And we see practically that they only can sell very few. Sometimes we put them in the stores, and sometimes they sell. But I think they more like the books themselves are persons, expansions of Krishna, and they prefer to be touched by the devotee's hands. Krishna that likes to be touched by his devotee. You mean Life Comes from Life and Science of Self-Realization is not a big book, that's what you're saying. Oh. So you want to know what is the difference between big and ma-big? Yeah, the difference is maha. You get a big effect with one and you get a maha big effect with the other. You get more effect. There's more benefit to distribution of the Maha Big books. Prabhupada, during the Radha Damodar Party days, Prabhupada was always stressing that it was more important to distribute his big books than the magazine, for example. Because he said the big books are more permanent. Now, of course, in this case, both the big book and the Maha Big Book are both permanent. But the value is more there in the Bhagavatam. There is more substance. Of the Goswamis, the senior most member, he has written Brihad Bhagavatamrita to show that all of the philosophy is to be found in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And practically all the other books written by the Goswamis are based on this Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Because in a seed-like form, in a nutshell, Srila Sanatana Goswami has selected the most important Bhagavatam verses and most important Bhagavatam instructions, and everything written thereafter is based on this. So they fully depend upon the Srimad Bhagavatam as authority. So it is the foundation of the philosophy. So when you distribute Srimad Bhagavatam, the people have the foundation. Then you can give them so many other books as well. Now, at this time, they may not understand all of this, but it is a reality, it is a fact. A house is built on a strong foundation, just like this building is so first class. We can just imagine what is the foundation of this building. It must be very strong. Huh? Very strong. So in the same way, if someone wants to build the spiritual house in which they live, then the foundation of it is Srimad Bhagavatam. So they will be more benefited if they get Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is everything, and everything else is some little part of Bhagavatam. All the other books are like expansions of the Bhagavatam. Some small part of this part of the Bhagavatam is expanded in this book, and another part is expanded in this book. But the Bhagavatam is the essence, the root. Yes. You should meditate on all of the Sankirtan devotees. This is part of your meditation. You have other meditations also as a pujari, meditating on the deity and his pastimes. But also, you should meditate that especially these deities here, Gornitai, and even Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, they are especially here to empower all of the devotees. So you should also meditate and pray constantly to the deity that they are empowering the Sankirtan devotees to go out and distribute their mercy. In other words, you can also meditate some part of the day on the different Sankirtan devotees here. Just like we see that Nrisimha Brahmachari built a road on which Lord Chaitanya could travel made of jewels. So you can also meditate making so many pathways for the Sankirtan devotee, making arrangements in your mind, and how the deity will reach out to the people who the Sankirtan devotees are meeting. These things can also be meditated. Somehow you have to make meditation in the mind about Sankirtan and see the connection between these deities empowering the Sankirtan devotees of this temple to go out and distribute books. Swami Namananda Prabhu has asked that some devotees may not feel yet empowered during the marathon, although everything is here, books are here, devotees and preaching about the marathon, deities are here. What can they do? They can pray. Krishna says that anyone who prays to him, his prayers will be answered if the person prays sincerely. They can pray to the devotees who are empowered. Please help me. Please empower me or give me your blessings. They can pray to the deities. They can pray to the books. They can try harder. They will get empowered. Actually, they are empowered. Fact is that everyone here is already empowered. It's simply that some persons are realizing it more and utilizing that empowerment more than others are. But the power, the order, is already given. With the order comes the power to fulfill the order. So the order has been coming down into simple succession. So how can we say that someone is not empowered? We can only say that they're not conscious of that empowerment. So if we associate with those who are conscious of the empowerment, then we'll become conscious. Everyone here is already empowered, but they are not conscious of the empowerment. So by associating with those who are aware fully of the empowerment, then we will become aware of it also. But the empowerment is there with the order, and the order is coming down into simple succession. Perhaps you can... Is that all right? Yeah, I've not forgotten anything. So, we will stop here, and now you should do Guru Puja, and then we will greet the deities. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Sankirtan Marathon ki. Transcendental Book Distribution ki. Transcendental Book Distributors ki. ISKCON Zurich Yatra ki. Gaur Premanandi. His Holiness Satyananda Swami Maharaj ki. Their Holinesses, Book Distributors of Switzerland ki. Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol.